too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
Ma.
All right, for the first time ever, Golflandia 169 on the Matt Wiley Podcast Network. Daniel Jones, interception, come on. Oh. So I'm here with Schlepp, the first time ever in Golflandia that I've introed, well, don't say anything yet, that I've introed a podcast with a guest. But the reason is Ryan Baruff went down late, right? Like last minute injury. Violently ill. And so I don't know, Schlepp. I was going to bail on the podcast. Then you, like every good backup, like Rudy, just stepped up. Thank you.
Have we talked about Rudy before?
No. Let me do this DraftKings read and then we'll go right. Let me write down Rudy.
Right. I don't know. Just us acting natural isn't me just like waiting to talk. It's just me talking. but go ahead.
You go, do we have anything prepared? And I said, we're recording in 3 seconds. All right. So last week, here's the DraftKings read. Ready? Last week is in the books, Schlepp. Now it's time to review the tape and prepare for it this week. There's no better place to get in all the action than with DraftKings, official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Never play Cole Kmet tight end. It is not a mega mind. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat. Like never before, every run, pass, and catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Pick your lineup, stand to the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at $1 million in prizes. Haven't signed up? What are you waiting for? Get in the game right from your couch. Play Schlepp. One of the best in the business. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now. Add and use code Golflandia. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all the week's action. Code Golflandia, a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. With your first deposit, code Golflandia, make it rain. $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Next week, Schlepp, next week we have the Masters. They have a $4,500, not single entry. It's what, 10 max, 11 max?
I haven't looked.
Whatever.
I was just waiting to do my own endorsement of DraftKings, but I was going to say, I play a circling drain on DraftKings, and I, too, endorse this message.
What is the thing? What in high stakes million-dollar contests or like Thunderdome, what is the biggest mistake to avoid? Either playing showdown or just regular? Classic.
You mean it's like the showdown that you're playing tonight?
Yeah. Like, what do you never do? Play defense as captain, which I did?
Yeah, that lineup is something special there.
Whatever.
the defense was almost as expensive as Brady, and you watched him constantly. Hey, but you're going after the big dogs. I give you credit. But let's. Again, I don't want to move away from the Rudy thing. So do you?
Okay, go ahead.
Do you know that like that's the individual in movies that I probably identify with the most?
Why?
Because you know. I'm small in stature and I played football and, you know, like you could not out heart me. I was all heart and I always had these ridiculous injuries and I was just playing through them. And then that scene where they're doing the Oklahoma drill and like, and he keeps on like jumping in to keep on doing it. That was me. And like, you know, I rode the bench, but I was the captain of the heart team. But so sometimes I watch that movie and I get choked up every time.
What position did you play?
Middle linebacker.
What was your height and weight?
Then or now?
Is it different?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I probably would have been able to held my ground a little bit more if I was packing the current LBs. But
was this in Rhode Island?
I was like, so my football height or my like height that I use on Match.com?
I saw your picture on your business website, and I said you look like a young Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that picture with the cufflinks is special.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know. But you've seen the I don't like. It's really an embarrassing picture, and I can't. I'm so upset that like someone would actually find that, and you guys are throwing that around today. But I don't know. I put on. I don't know. I just kept eating, and
sadness.
Yeah, right. That I wish I could blame it just on the year 2020, but it's been we've been working towards this for a while.
Let me jump into Rhode Island, okay?
Well, can we address one more thing?
And then go ahead, address it.
Then I'll hand you back the reins.
All right.
So you've always referred to me as Josh or CRC?
No, I was Sleppy.
No, I know, but now you've added the Yiddish. You're calling me like the Yiddish word schlep as opposed to just slep. And I just want to let you know that it's offensive.
I'm sorry. Right. Everyone's called you that. I just picked it up from them.
Who?
Everyone.
If when you DM or text people, you don't see pronunciation.
So it's your last name.
It's spelled correctly. You're spelling it correctly. You're not pronouncing it correctly. All right, Willie?
Are you from Rhode Island?
Oh, born and raised.
Are you offended that I wanted to disassociate Rhode Island from the Union?
No. You think I want anything to do with your red state bullshit? I know we're not talking politics, but yeah, I'd gladly not be in the same country as Kentucky.
Just so. I found fair. Well, because namely the water, the filtration, the ice cubes it makes, the ice concept. I'm the ice tout. You know that now. You can never make clear ice in Kentucky because the water is so saturated with minerals and salt. And it drives me insane. I have got a beautiful ice maker in the kitchen, which I showed you today on camera.
It was beautiful.
And it is filled with all kinds of residue all the time because of all of the minerals in the water. So I agree with you from a Kentucky standpoint.
Oh, that.
But Rhode Island, let's be honest, is bullshit. It's not an island.
Matt.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Rhode Island?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yep. First rule of cross examination, don't ask questions you don't know the answer to. When were you? Why did you go to Rhode Island?
So I did a complete East Coast trip through Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, PEI, and then through Maine, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I loved Rhode Island. In fact, I went to one of your football games.
URI?
Yeah, URI.
Interesting. As the key.
Here's the thing.
No, your ice maker, you did not address the fact that when you were going off about how great of an ice maker it was, I didn't want to crush your ice, if you will. I think it has too much surface area, and those ice cubes are going to melt too quickly.
No, they don't. No, because here's why. Thermal insulation of ice cubes. The more compacted ice cubes you have in a tray inside the iKitch machine, $198 on Amazon, the more coldness you've got. They won't melt.
No, I don't mean melt inside. I don't mean melt inside your thing. I mean melt inside the drink. Mm-mm. This is just science.
You're like a masochist. You don't understand the quality. You're like, I could go into the whole thing about Jimmy John's or Panera, all the places you go for lunch, and the ice dumpers, which you constantly have drinks from,
yep,
which are disgusting.
Okay.
And you don't treat yourself to good ice, or you go home, you fill up your ice trays and have all the food in your freezer, absolutely saturate the ice and then drink it, or serve your children this ice. And then you're making fun of this stuff. This is high quality, pure ice.
No, I mean, I can't deny that the bullet shape is attractive.
Yeah, that's right.
But in all seriousness, do you have a deal with them? Are you getting a cut for these ad reads or?
No, I'm not. I'm sort of like trying to troll that, but I'm not getting it. Game recognizes game, Josh. Whatever that means.
Oh, I thought we were going to an ad read.
No.
Oh.
Here's the thing about you is that you're so good at DFS and you're so cerebral about it. Like you'll think about height of a stadium, wind effect on the stadium based on surface elevation from sea level, and then also potential punt returns. That's the level you go to. Now, you still come out with like Jets receivers as top plays, but then you'll go dark. You'll go completely dark before showdown locks when we're all trying to have fun and share our teams because you really put a lot of thought into this. For golf, what is the primary thing you're looking at? Is it price? Is it stats? Is it value? Is it player? Is it form? What is it? Give us your secret.
Wow, on the spot. I think it's a combination of all. Is that like a nice, easy answer? No, ownership is significant to me. And I'm certainly a lot into form, not as much as your co-host who is last four ball striking above all else, but I definitely am looking trending form. I do get into the weeds on some of these like really, I don't know, probably too much variant and hypersensitive stats, like, you know, how they do in this state and what month and things like that. But that's just kind of ultimately what I'm trying to like decide between maybe tiebreakers. I'm a little bit of a course form guy. I'm not all course form, but I weigh it a little bit more as you, the worse the player is, the more I value course form because I like look at my own game, you know, I'm like a solid 110 and like, you know, on my course, I'm live to shoot a 105. So I'm like, that's kind of like, I take that and I extrapolate that out into how I analyze golfers.
Okay.
I feel like that joke just kind of bombed. No, just be honest. It did, right?
It was pretty good.
I mean, you didn't even chuckle.
Well, I'm trying to. It was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
I'm not self-conscious. If I, you know, I'm self-conscious if nothing else. So like,
I kind of like the silence for you because I know how neurotic you can be, and I kind of like seeing you sweat a little bit. Just to be honest,
okay.
I'm kind of cruel that
if
way.
If it's intentional, then it's fair yes. game because
yes,
I know that joke banged.
No, you make me laugh more than many people I know. So yes, mostly I'm laughing at you. I'll put myself on mute just to laugh, but make you sweat. So this week we've got the Houston Open, right? You've given no thought to it yet, but I know you have. It's just the way your brain works. It's a brand new course, Muni course in Houston, Memorial Park Golf Course. Really nice, huge $1 trillion renovation. I wish the municipal courses in Kentucky looked like this. They don't. I don't know what they look like in Rhode Island. Do you have golf courses on an island?
As you know, when you start talking shit about Rhode Island, I hit you up with fun facts about Rhode Island. And
yes,
one of the first ones I told you is that the first ever U.S. Open was played in Rhode Island.
Where?
Newport National. Or no, Newport.
That's amazing.
Newport Country Club.
No, Rhode Island is an amazing state. Here's what I was just trying to like bang on you for this tweet because I told Jack Nicklaus to F off. And then I said Domino's Pizza was the best pizza in America and Chicago pizza is terrible, deep dish, and multiple other things to just ruin my American citizenship. I said, let's just take this to the hilt and try to remove Rhode Island as a state, really to just take a dig at you. But then I realized that most people in DFS live in Rhode Island.
What does that even mean?
They were all offended by it.
Oh, really? You actually got some backlash?
Yes!
Interesting. I know, shit, I'm looking at Twitter and some guy is talking shit about me from your post.
Putt sweat?
No, I don't know. I'm not even going to give this person credit.
That's an interception for the Buccaneers, by the way. DST, always.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Fuck. That was such a bad play.
Yeah, it was. I'm gonna milk out a second here.
So,
But here, let me go for the course first.
All right, go ahead. Treeland's.
All right, so what you're saying. Yeah, so this is Mike Miller's notes, greensquare.golf, greensquaregolf. Next week's the Masters, by the way. I'm so excited. I already have my squad picked. I know the pricing is going to work.
I saw that squad, and I think it's going to be very close, but I think you're going to drop Finau or Cantlay to somebody, but it's close.
Shut your mouth. Those are private plays.
Oh, okay. I said two of six, and I said the worst two, so you're welcome.
par 72, 7,400 yards. That's a good length for these players. I mean, it's not 7,000 yards, but 7,400 is pretty good. Four par fives. It's tree-lined parklands. I've looked at the overheads, minimal bunkering. Not much defense here for a PGA Tour player, as I said in my notes, in 2020. Waters in play on four holes. Large shave runoffs around the greens instead of bunkers can be windy. Bermuda fairways, Bermuda rough, non-threatening. Large Bermuda greens, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda. My thing is, Josh, I don't know if this is the same thing that's for you, but the second, in 2017, I had a great run. A great run. I loved golf for so many years. I started really betting on it in 2017. My first wager, I think, was Jimmy Walker PGA Championship as a flyer at 125-1.
So, go ahead. I didn't know you at this time, but I knew Ryan, and he would, like, I would see all your plays, and I remember that run, and like, I couldn't believe you were just on fire.
Right. Yeah. And here's what I did. All I went was form, feel, who's playing well, and whether or not they're a good value. And then I got into the weeds from the data analytics, strokes gained, and everyone making me feel stupid for not evaluating these things. And I've won $0 since then. In 2020 COVID, I said, fuck it. I am abandoning that entirely. We're going back to the feel method. Brian Gay. I like Brian Gay 250-1 last week. I think he's good. He's a good putter. He's got absolutely no form. This field is a million times better, and he fucking wins. That is the attitude I'm taking in to my life right now.
I love it. Yeah, I'm both a slave to these stats, but like at the same time, I hate that fact because, you know, in NFL, I feel like I have a little bit more feel, but and I'll tend to kind of go with my gut a little bit more, but sometimes I think on golf, I'm a little bit too stuck in the stats. So I appreciate that outlook and I'm ready for your picks.
Okay. So this week, the field is pretty good, but they also have to, I mean, if you get to mentality of these golfers, they are targeting on one thing. Okay. This is like Houston Open has always been a primer for the Masters. These guys, like Poulter withdrew today, these guys have one thing in mind. They have not been to the Masters in 18 months plus. So you got a good field. DJ, Hatton, Matsuyama, Koepka, Finau. Did you flush the toilet? Or are you stuck in a vacuum?
Oh, I just realized I was scratching the microphone.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know why.
I imagined you in space. sucked out of a vacuum. But now I've lost my wavelength. But my point is that do these guys, like in previous years, I remember when Phil was in a playoff, I think, at the Houston Open. I mean, do these guys really want to be here for 5 days if there's a weather delay or what have you? Or is this just something just to warm guys up until they get to the Masters? Do you have a shot at some guys down the board then that may typically not have you be looking at? Or is the Dustin Johnson clearly the top brand in this field? On a course that he can slaughter, is that who you're looking at? I don't have the answers. But I've got some great plays on DraftKings that I think are completely mispriced in the 7,000s and below. Do you have anything, any comments you want me to lead?
Only comment on that is I oftentimes have difficulty with the lead up to the major week because I'm trying to get into the mind, as you were saying, into the mindset of the golfer. And does DJ care about this week? You know, and a random event with nothing around it, I expect DJ wants to win. Do I know if DJ wants to win? I don't know, but I whenever I try to do that analysis, it doesn't go very well. So, but I would say the top five names on the board, you could question their motivation.
Yeah, and it's not about motivation. I mean, these guys would want to win every week if they could, but there seems to be a certain amount of energy or focus that one or two strokes on an easy course that they'd probably put more effort into something else. So I was looking at the DraftKings pricing, and I'm thinking about players down the board that may accelerate a little. Let's talk about Ollie for a second. How well did Ollie Schneiderjans come out of the gate last week on DraftKings or just in general at the Bermuda? 7,100 this week. He nearly won that thing. Do you remember in 2017, Ollie and 18, Ollie was a phenomenon. I mean, he was the next big thing. He was a cult. He was a cult figure for us.
Yep.
I think it's a good price. I don't think he quits. I mean, a course like this, this is his type of playing field.
Yeah, no, I his ball striking numbers have been really nice, and I'm certainly interested in him. You know, comes off a good week in this field that, again, questioning motivation, not particularly strong. I think he's a fine price. I don't
know. Hubbard, 6,800.
By the way, what was his ownership last week? It was very low, right?
I cannot recall because I play showdowns. So, I mean, every day someone had Ollie in showdown.
Okay.
They refused to play Brian Gay, but I did. Hubbard, 6,800. I cannot quit Mark Hubbard. He's a birdie machine, great putter. I think he'll accelerate well on easier courses like this. Charl, going to the Masters. I love Charles, 6,700. Ortiz, I cannot quit him, 6,700. And then I've got two more. The mega pick here, the mega pick, which I think will be overly owned, is Burns at 7,500.
He'll be chalk.
Denny, 79. Denny sub 8,000. Like, I compared Denny to Andrew Putnam last week, which was a very fair comparison. But Denny McCarthy played incredibly well, and he continues to play well, and he's one of the best putters on tour.
Yeah,
that guy's dangerous, and they priced him sub 8,000. Good luck. What, 33%?
My problem with Denny is more of a personal bias, and that I kind of feel like I missed the boat on him, and so at this point, yeah. I'm just trying to chasing. If Denny is massive ownership, which he might be. Especially if people look at his putting splits, I don't mind Han. Although it feels
that's like, where I'm next. That's my last one is James Han.
It just feels expensive because he's been like
yes. I looked at his form. Have you ever? I mean, I was like, this has got to be wrong. He's got four top tens in a row. Does that make any sense? It's James Han.
He's won twice on tour, three times.
I think more than once, but he's lost a ton of weight. He's in great shape.
But that's the thing. I don't think I weight enough is just, if you have ever won on tour, you're in a different category of about you're someone who can close. So
yeah, maybe
I'm looking here. I've got him. He won the Genesis and he won the Wells Fargo.
Did he?
So just twice, but still. Grillo is the obsession I can never quit, but it's just, I don't even know. He's just a loser. So EVR is going to get a lot of love and I don't know what to do with him, but by the way, his caddy is my father's swing coach.
Okay.
That's just an interesting tip, but I don't know how you're going to factor that into your play with him this week, but just consider it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your father swings with EVR's coach. That's what I
know. No, caddy.
I'm dyslexic. Okay, got it. Yeah, James Hahn is really interesting. I think overpriced at 8,000. I cannot believe they priced Denny McCarthy under 8,000. Here's the thing. Here's my last point. Scotty Scheffler, what's he priced at? This used to be the Russell Henley Open. Russell Henley's played extremely well. Touchdown, Mike Evans. That's ball game for Dad. That is ball game.
Let's see. Hold on.
Yep.
Pause for update.
That's an ice maker for you and the crew.
The black one or the silver?
You can have whatever you want, man.
Oh my God.
That's a huge... I win the Thunderdome against Empire Maker and Wilson.
Wow.
That's a catch.
It's locked up?
Well, if this is a catch, that's a catch. Yep. Thank you.
Oh, baby.
That's right. That is whatever eye-catch ice maker you want. Mike Evans, single-owned in this Thunderdome.
No, he's single-owned?
In this four-man Thunderdome, yep, by me.
This,
not closed yet. Just hang on to your ice makers. But to me, this used to be the Russell Henley Open. He's played extremely well. He plays well in Houston. I'm considering him. Do I think? And I can, you talk about Grillo, Finau. I can never quit him. Never, never, never quit him. He never plays. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top tens, 6 top 20s in his last starts. Can he sneak in here and just like gut out a win, knowing how well he plays at Augusta?
Yeah, I suppose Finau is just can't close. So I suppose if there's someone who should not be focusing on Augusta and should just be focusing on getting a real win, it would be him. But I don't know. I can't. I mean, he's a top 10 machine, but I don't know. Do I want to pay for him when I can have DJ for 600 more?
That's true. Very true.
I haven't really thought about the top, except other than Hovland's going to win the tournament. So
I don't believe that. Why would you think Hovland's going to win the tournament?
Because I have extreme bias, and I'm just, well, he's playing well.
Okay, he reminds me of Doc Redman, right? Who's good for about 64 holes.
Yeah,
and did you call him Hovland?
I don't know. It's probably because I like used to be a Jay-Z fan.
Oh, yeah.
But it's probably Hovland. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But.
All right.
Were you East Coast or West Coast Brass Bay?
Oh, I was East Coast. The Beastie Boys. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about Beastie Boys. That was one of my first three albums. The other two are not going on air. I'd rather have the Ivanka Trumpery than the other two albums that I had first.
Wasn't it the Commodores and Madonna?
No, it was the Les Mis soundtrack. These were gifts. These were not purchases. It was that, and then the Led Zeppelin full.
Okay, set. That's fair. Fine.
But
that's fair.
It was an interesting mix. I don't know. And they didn't know what direction I was going to go. So they were kind of.
Listen, this is a completely new format of podcast. I'm usually way more prepared in an intro and then Ryan segment. But since Ryan was ill, and we haven't heard from Ryan this chat in a while, I'm really worried about him. But let's say he survives. You've done a great job.
Thank you. I've got the gift of gab.
I mean, there's some editing I probably have to do for legal reasons, but whatever. We'll get through it.
Yeah.
You want to come on for the Masters?
I thought we already booked that.
Well, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Before, man.
Schleppy.
Oh.
Sorry, Schlepp.
No, there's no H.
What?
There's
Josh.
No, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone gave me that name for you, okay? I didn't create the name. I would never try to offend you.
Are we wrapping this up?
Yeah.
Tyler.
You good?
Tyler Duncan.
See, I can laugh. Tyler Duncan's your pick?
No, not to win, but to top two.
Okay. Okay. Bryce Garnett. Touche. Have a good week.
All right, I'll talk to you in text in 2 minutes.
Bye. Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? No, not who I am or when I'm coming, so you sleep. Wasn't in my home or wasn't in your sphere. Knew not who I was, but listen here. Press the RES, yes, I guess I can start. If it's alright with you, I'll rip this head joint apart. Back middle to the front, no front. Want a good time, wanna give you what you want. Can I hear a hey? Hey. Giddy up. You got a hat, just for the house. The styling is creative, black sheep of the native. Can be violated or even decepticated. I got brothers in the jungle, cousins on a quest. Debit on it, uncles in the forest, may they rest. Guess which way, what, when, how? Mr. Long Dress, black sheep slam now. No, you heard the others, only to the lovers. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think I'll go with this, cause this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think I'll go with this, cause this is kind of
fat. Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the clock cannot be weak. Watch me swing like this, watch it, I swing it like that. Because in fact, on me it might not attract. Therefore I ignore, do as I feel inside. You know what I'm saying? Yo, black, I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay. And see, in actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime a honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see us sweat and you'll never see us cool. Out to rock the globe while it's still here to rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go, see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat.
You can do with this.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.